Ministry of Education and Culture, Listening Comprehension, Pan-Cyprian Exams, June 8, 2011, Secondary, Technical and Vocational Education. You're going to listen to the passage three times. For all three parts of the test, you may begin doing the exercises while listening. Food around the world. You are going to listen to Maria talking about various kinds of food from around the world. This is the first listening. You are going to listen to the whole passage. Familiarize yourselves with Part A, Exercises 1 and 2, Page 1. Read the instructions carefully and go through the questions. You have 2 minutes. Now, listen to the whole passage.
Good morning, Maria. Welcome to the studio. Today, we're going to talk about various types of food from around the world.
Yes, we're going to talk about Mexican, Scottish, and Hungarian food.
Okay, let's take Mexican food first. Which is the most popular dish?
Well, enchiladas is one of the most popular dishes in Mexico.
Enchiladas? How do you make them?
To make enchiladas, Mexicans use tortillas, a kind of flat bread. Inside, they put meat, cheese, sour cream, vegetables, and of course, hot chili peppers.
Anything else?
Yes, on top of this delicious dish, Mexicans add salsa, which means sauce in Spanish. Some of the most common sauces are salsa verde, a green sauce with green chili peppers, suizas, a sauce with milk, and finally, a traditional recipe with dried red peppers, nuts, and chocolate.
Oh, this is wonderful. How about Scottish food?
Scotland's most famous dish is haggis.
Haggis? How does it look like?
It looks like a large, round sausage, and it consists of parts of a sheep cooked in its stomach, along with vegetables, herbs, and spices.
Do people like it much?
Scottish people love haggis, and you can find it in restaurants in Scotland and around the world.
Do they eat it on special days?
Yes, every January, Scottish people celebrate the birthday of the famous Scottish poet Robert Burns by eating haggis.
Oh, this is nice, but what about the Hungarians?
The Hungarians, well, most traditional Hungarian dishes are famous for their spicy flavor because Hungarians love to use paprika when cooking.
Okay, but what is the most popular Hungarian dish?
One of Hungary's most popular dishes is goulash. It's a kind of soup.
What ingredients does this soup include?
Well, it includes a variety of ingredients like beef, potatoes, onions, and tomatoes.
And how does the soup taste?
This soup has a very special taste because of the spices and herbs that are used, like paprika and other seeds.
Do they also eat it on special days?
Well, not on a special day, but goulash is perfect for a cold night.
That sounds interesting. Thank you, Maria, for today. We hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
Do part A, exercises 1 and 2. You have 2 minutes. This is the end of the first listening. This is the second listening. The second listening will be in 3 sections. Follow the instructions for each section. Look at exercise 1, page 2. You have 1 minute. Listen to section one.
Good morning, Maria. Welcome to the studio. Today, we're going to talk about various types of food from around the world.
Yes, we're going to talk about Mexican, Scottish, and Hungarian food.
Okay, let's take Mexican food first. Which is the most popular dish?
Well, enchiladas is one of the most popular dishes in Mexico.
Enchiladas? How do you make them?
To make enchiladas, Mexicans use tortillas, a kind of flat bread. Inside, they put meat, cheese, sour cream, vegetables, and of course, hot chili peppers.
Anything else?
Yes, on top of this delicious dish, Mexicans add salsa, which means sauce in Spanish. Some of the most common sauces are salsa verde, a green sauce with green chili peppers, suizas, a sauce with milk, and finally, a traditional recipe with dried red peppers, nuts, and chocolate.
Do exercise one. You have 1 minute. Look at exercise 2. You have 1 minute. Listen to section 2.
Oh, this is wonderful. How about Scottish food?
Scotland's most famous dish is haggis.
Haggis? How does it look like?
It looks like a large, round sausage, and it consists of parts of a sheep cooked in its stomach, along with vegetables, herbs, and spices.
Do people like it much?
Scottish people love haggis, and you can find it in restaurants in Scotland and around the world.
Do they eat it on special days?
Yes, every January, Scottish people celebrate the birthday of the famous Scottish poet Robert Burns by eating haggis.
Oh, this is nice, but what about the Hungarians?
Do exercise 2. You have 1 minute. Look at exercise 3. You have 1 minute. Listen to section 3.
The Hungarians. Well, most traditional Hungarian dishes are famous for their spicy flavor because Hungarians love to use paprika when cooking.
Okay, but what is the most popular Hungarian dish?
One of Hungary's most popular dishes is goulash. It's a kind of soup.
What ingredients does this soup include?
Well, it includes a variety of ingredients like beef, potatoes, onions, and tomatoes.
And how does the soup taste?
This soup has a very special taste because of the spices and herbs that are used, like paprika and other seeds.
Do they also eat it on special days?
Well, not on a special day, but goulash is perfect for a cold night.
That sounds interesting. Thank you, Maria, for today. We hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
Do exercise 3. You have 2 minutes. This is the end of the second listening. This is the third listening. Look at part C, page 3. You have 2 minutes. Listen to the whole passage for the last time.
Good morning, Maria. Welcome to the studio. Today, we're going to talk about various types of food from around the world.
Yes, we're going to talk about Mexican, Scottish, and Hungarian food.
Okay, let's take Mexican food first. Which is the most popular dish?
Well, enchiladas is one of the most popular dishes in Mexico.
Enchiladas? How do you make them?
To make enchiladas, Mexicans use tortillas, a kind of flat bread. Inside, they put meat, cheese, sour cream, vegetables, and of course, hot chili peppers.
Anything else?
Yes, on top of this delicious dish, Mexicans add salsa, which means sauce in Spanish. Some of the most common sauces are salsa verde, a green sauce with green chili peppers, suizas, a sauce with milk, and finally, a traditional recipe with dried red peppers, nuts, and chocolate.
Oh, this is wonderful. How about Scottish food?
Scotland's most famous dish is haggis.
Haggis? How does it look like?
It looks like a large, round sausage, and it consists of parts of a sheep cooked in its stomach, along with vegetables, herbs, and spices.
Do people like it much?
Scottish people love haggis, and you can find it in restaurants in Scotland and around the world.
Do they eat it on special days?
Yes, every January, Scottish people celebrate the birthday of the famous Scottish poet Robert Burns by eating haggis.
Oh, this is nice, but what about the Hungarians?
The Hungarians, well, most traditional Hungarian dishes are famous for their spicy flavor because Hungarians love to use paprika when cooking.
Okay, but what is the most popular Hungarian dish?
One of Hungary's most popular dishes is goulash. It's a kind of soup.
What ingredients does this soup include?
Well, it includes a variety of ingredients like beef, potatoes, onions, and tomatoes.
And how does the soup taste?
This soup has a very special taste because of the spices and herbs that are used, like paprika and other seeds.
Do they also eat it on special days?
Well, not on a special day, but goulash is perfect for a cold night.
That sounds interesting. Thank you, Maria, for today. We hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
Do exercise one. You have 4 minutes. pens down, please. The listening examination is over.